Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, the sort of in between really is a masterpiece.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Freak sucks.
You were the giver and he was the taker.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
That gives me such a kick. I look like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first song that you guys ever wrote together?
All the Way Home, probably.
Yeah. All the Way Home?
Yeah.
Can you remember a little bit of it? I'd love to hear.
Christ. Some black coffee, maybe.
How's it going?
The side of the railroad track. And I'm waiting for that train to bring you back. Bring me back. If she's not on the 519, then I'm gonna know what sorrow means, and I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home. All the way home,
all the way home,
all the way home,
all the way home.
All the way home.
Yeah. Cry, cry, all the way
cry,
home.
Cry, cry, cry,
yeah. All the way home, yeah.
Fairly simple, it's about six words in the whole song. You
sounds
know,
like I'm
beating them over and over again.
Yeah. Well, with my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Hook up and top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Doesn't believe anything.
God, a greased, naked woman on all fours with a dog collar around her neck and a leash.
And a leash.
And a man's arm extended out up to here, holding on to the leash and pushing a black glove in her face to sniff it. You don't find that offensive?
No,
you don't find that sexist?
This is 1982.
That's right,
come on.
1982. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, all of which needs to conform to a different weekly theme. And tonight, we've got what I pretty much call a classic Tears of the Gods theme as we go deep into just two genres this evening. Our theme is classical metal with classical music from the likes of Bach, Handel, Chopin, Tchaikovsky. Plus, we're mixing that up with classic heavy metal music featuring Led Zeppelin and their outstanding live triple CD album, How the West Was Won. Thanks to Steve Harnish for another great bingo show and letting me do a little intro at the end of his show. For those of you who were listening then, did you notice how Jimmy Page slid his guitar chords down the neck of his guitar on that The Ocean in the intro set? Wow, that is just a master of the electric guitar showing you how it's supposed to be played. And, well, we began the show with Handel and Water Music, Suites 2 and 3, and then The Ocean, which, as I mentioned, we're featuring that live triple CD album, How the West Was Won, which was recorded at the LA Forum way back in 1972. On June 25th at the LA Forum in the Long Beach Arena on the 27th of June in 1972. But these were not released until 2003. But as it states in the liner notes, Jimmy Page considers Led Zeppelin at that point to have been at their artistic peak. And it's just a spectacular, perfect album. And backing me up right now is Beethoven, composer. This is the Symphony No. 5 in C minor. We have got so much great music for you this evening as we explore this theme of classical metal, including Black Sabbath and Deep Purple and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and Motorhead, and of course, our featured artist Led Zeppelin. And with a theme like this, there's lots of opportunity to have good segues the way we transition between the songs. So I hope you enjoy the way I'm mixing that up for you this evening. Plus, in our audio clips from who knows where, well, we're mixing in lots of drop-ins from the rockumentary, maybe the best rock music movie ever. This is Spinal Tap, 1984. So-called mockumentary, kind of comedy music film, and just an incredibly fun movie. And then we're also mixing in a bunch of clips from the Clinton Lewinsky scandals that all came to light in Bill Clinton's presidency in 1998. And, you know, that just makes it looks so quaint compared to what's going on right now and the things we know about what our current president has done and the way that he has treated so many women. But yeah, we're going to be hearing from Monica Lewinsky and Linda Tripp and Bill Clinton and others involved in that that by now rather quaint sex scandal. But more particularly, Bill Clinton, his lion, during the grand jury testimony where Bill Clinton stated, "It depends on what the meaning of the word is. And that is particularly coming up in the next set. So We're going to begin this next set with one of the earliest bands that you could call heavy metal. And there are a couple of contenders. Steppenwolf with Born to Be Wild is certainly one of them. And they first used the phrase heavy metal thunder in that song. But we're going to start off with another very strong contender for the first heavy metal song from Grand Funk Railroad. And then we're going to be going back and forth between some classical music and some classic heavy metal and some classic music and some more classic heavy metal. A real rockin' Friday night sound collage party for you here on WMFO in Medford.
Keeps him out of pool halls.
I was a 22-year-old foolish kid, and I think there was this charismatic, powerful man who was standing there showing interest in me, and I was attracted to him, and I think I was swept up.
misconception do you think people have about you?
Probably that I went to Washington with an agenda to seduce the president and then expose that relationship so I could become famous.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Were you with the president at times when intimately, and he would also be conducting affairs of state? The story that he was on the phone talking to congressmen?
Yes.
Did that feel weird? Maybe not.
Deposition about her having had an affair with you. Mr. President, is that true?
That is not true. That is not true. I did not ask anyone to tell anything other than the truth. There is no improper relationship, and I intend to cooperate with this inquiry. But that is not true.
No improper relationship. Define what you mean by that.
Well, I think you know what it means. It means that that there is not a sexual relationship, an improper sexual relationship, or any other a kind of improper relationship.
Was it, as has been reported, one-sided in that you were the giver? In fact, he even said that in the deposition, and he was the taker.
That's absolutely false. And I think that's another big misconception, but I certainly hope...
He gave as much as he took?
It was a mutual relationship. It was a mutual physical relationship and emotional. And
so if he was satisfied, you were satisfied. It was,
yeah.
You never felt like I am some sort of slave.
No.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
If is means is and never has been, that is not, that's one thing. If it means there is none, that was a completely true statement.
what these goofballs are made of, son?
Turn right the next two corners, and first door you sign, authorized personnel only.
Yeah.
Open that door. That's the stage.
You think so?
You authorized. You're musicians, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rock and roll. Hold on. Rock and roll.
Let's get it.
This way.
No. This way.
Rock and roll.
Hello, Cleveland.
Fuck.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is classical metal as we mix up classical music from the likes of Bach, Handel, Chopin, and Tchaikovsky, and Beethoven, who's backing me up right now, plus classic heavy metal music featuring Led Zeppelin's incredible triple live CD album, How the West Was Won. We began that set with one of the contenders, one of the strong contenders for the first heavy metal song. That was Grand Funk Railroad and We're an American Band. And then we heard some Bach as performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Sheep May Safely Graze. And then Black Sabbath with their song Black Sabbath from their album Black Sabbath. That was certainly an early heavy metal song and a classic one. And then we heard from Mozart as Serenade number 13 in G, Eine kleine Nachtmusik. And we finished things off with another selection from How the West Was Won, Rock and Roll, which is one of those songs that, like Stairway to Heaven, that the original version on Led Zeppelin 4 Zoso, I just will not play that on a radio show. I won't listen to it myself personally because it's just been so overplayed. And of course, that rock and roll song has been covered by so many bands. It's kind of like certainly one of the earliest songs that I learned to play when I was learning guitar and was in a band. Yeah, every band I was in played Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. But that version is just so cool. As we mentioned before, How the West Was Won came out in 2003, but it was recorded in June of 1972 on the West Coast of the United States. And yes, as I mentioned, also backing me up right now is Beethoven. And this is a string quartet number 7, Opus 59, number 1. And also in there, I was particularly proud of the mixing that I did with that excerpt from This Is Spinal Tap, the movie. There was a scene in there where the band is backstage and they're looking for the stage door. And you heard it. And particularly if you're listening on headphones, I kind of mix that all around so you got the full stereo effect of going in a big circle. And also, audio clips from who knows where. Well, let's give Lila Lay some credit. What a cutie. Me and my boyfriend, we like it raw, yeah. And another thing I wanted to mention is, have you ever wondered what it would be like, what it would take to have your own radio show and be a DJ on one of the coolest radio stations in the universe here on WMFO? Yes, that's what we're talking about. Well, if you've wondered, you can find out this Sunday, January 28th at 5 p.m. because WMFO's Spring General Interest Meeting is going to be held in room 104 of Pearson Hall, which is on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University here. 62 Talbot Avenue is where Pearson Hall, 104 Pearson Hall, is located. And it's going to be a general interest meeting for all prospective student and community DJs. You can attend and learn how you could become a DJ here on WMFO. Yes, Sunday, January 28th at 5 p.m. And you know what? I can even train you. I'm going to volunteer to be a trainer again this semester. I love doing that, showing people how to use our incredible gear here, how to be a DJ. I enjoy doing that. And that could be you. So the WMFO Facebook page has the relevant information, and but all you really need to do is to remember 5 p.m. this Sunday, January 28th, 104 Pearson Hall, 62 Talbot Avenue. Well, let's continue with your Friday night sound collage party as, let's start off the next set with another classic heavy metal song by Iron Maiden. And this one here by Iron Maiden And then we're going to hear from some more Mozart. Then I think a little Motorhead and some Chopin. And we'll continue on with that. Yes, our theme, classical metal, here on WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666. What I saw in my
bringing pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. O, so ein sanftes Täubchen wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Dann schmeckte mir Trinken und Essen, dann könnte ich mit Fürsten mich messen, des Lebens als Weiser mich freuen und wie im Elysium sein. Dann könnte ich mit Fürsten mich messen, des Lebens als Weiser mich freuen und wie im Elysium sein. Im Elysium sein. Im Elysium sein. Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. O, so ein sanftes Täubchen wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Ach, kann mich denn keiner von allen den reizenden Mädchen gefallen? Hilf einem hier nur aus der Not, sonst gräm ich mich wahrlich zu Tod. Ach, kann ich denn keiner gefallen? Hilf einem hier nur aus der Not, sonst gräm ich mich wahrlich zu Tod. Mich wahrlich zu Tod. Mich wahrlich zu Tod. Papageno sich. O, so ein sanftes Täubchen wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wird keine mir Liebe gewähren, so muss mich die Flamme verzehren. Doch küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund, so bin ich schon wieder gesund. Doch küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund. Doch küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund, so bin ich schon wieder gesund. Schon wieder gesund. Schon wieder gesund.
Here they're coming, I'm flying miles away. Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, pure pleasure technology on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Community Radio.